Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Tuesday morning, we bring in friend of the program, two-time sports writer of the year from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Lori Nickel. What are you working on this week, Lori?
Well, it's all about baseball this week for sure, and there's a couple of stories that we haven't been able to get to yet about pitcher Colin Ray and also William Contreras. He's like my Oprah. Like, that's the big story that, you know, you could never get the interview. So I got to think of some creative ideas. A lot of people think you just show up and write or whatever. But to me, like, I spend a lot of time doing research and trying to come up with great ideas. And we've got to come up with new angles on Churio and Adames. So it's all about the Brewers, which is what I love to do. It's interesting, though. Like, yesterday I talked to my boss and he's like, hey, you want to write some more opinion pieces? And I'm like, what? So it's kind of a balance. But right now it's heavy research, and then after that it's all Brewers.
So opinion pieces, or be more opinionated in your work. I sense some trepidation there. How do you feel about that?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, who cares? Nobody cares what I think. You don't care.
We care.
We're on the show. You don't care. There's nobody. So I'm a columnist, technically. But I think that just means I'm old and I've been around a long time. I mean, a traditional columnist is like somebody who just shreds somebody or rips somebody and criticizes all the time. I mean, that's kind of what we grew up with. Or like, if there was a big game, you couldn't wait till you opened up the paper the next day and read the analysis, the criticism of that columnist. But that's like from our childhood. I think those days are over. But in the media, there's still this desire to kind of have these really strong opinions. That's what editors want. But I just don't think that's what consumers and readers want.
I don't know. I don't know, Lori. I think the opposite. I don't even think consumers realize it, but they need to be told how to think sometimes. That's why they go to the paper, or they read the column, or read the blog, or listen to the sports radios, because they need someone to tell them how to feel about it.
Well, that's interesting. See, okay, but my job, Bob Knight told me this when I was a 20-year-old student at Indiana University, the basketball coach there. Didn't talk to the student media for decades, you know, pulls me in his office, and he's like, you're nothing without your sources. So if I open my mouth and tell people my opinions, I might alienate my sources, and they're not going to open up to me and tell me things. And that's my job, ultimately. I'm the conduit between the fans and the athletes to present things and do it in a factual way, a respectful way, an honest way. The thing about all the opinions, there's so many opinions. I would like to sometimes just have the facts presented to me or the story, because you can't open up social media or turn on the television now without being blasted with opinions that aren't credible, or I don't think you earned the right to maybe share that opinion. And it's not just sports. Obviously, it's every part of our world. So it's really uncomfortable. I am super opinionated, and I suppress that with chocolate and donuts like a normal human.
Like a normal person. I feel your growing pain there. Like, when I moved over from TV, like, we were expressly prohibited from sharing opinion. And the format for what I did as a news anchor was tell them, this is what these folks say, this is what these folks say, and leave it there for people to decide. You present the facts. Over here,
right?
I'm not in any way prevented from doing that. In fact, you know, most of what we do is still lay out for you what we know to be factual, but that doesn't mean there can't be like an edge to it. I still don't come on, like, I set guardrails for myself. I don't come out here and pound the table and say, vote for these guys, or have this ideology and not that. You can still be a platform where those other, even folks who differ from your opinion, are welcome and find a way to be expressed in your writing.
Yeah, I don't. Again, I think you have that clout and that credibility. I just don't.
You
think
don't. Print, you've been doing this for a million years.
But print journalism. Do you know how disrespected we are? When I was a kid, in my family, my grandfather subscribed to the Milwaukee Sentinel, the Milwaukee Journal, and the Chicago Tribune. Both of my parents, while divorced, were huge in the newspapers and stuff. Like, being a reporter was such a respectable thing, and being a woman in sports was, like, awesome. Now, we're treated like trash by the public, my own friends and family are like, well, I don't trust the media. And I'm like, you're looking at the media. What are you doing?
Well, that's your point. You can trust me. You don't have to. The media is this big monolith, this entity. They can trust you and seek you out.
I just don't know that I have that credibility, and I don't think anybody cares. And I think if somebody cares, they only want to see if you align with them or if they can fight with you. It's not a learning opportunity. It's not an exchange of ideas. It's more of a, are you on my team or not kind of a thing. And I'm not, I'm playing the long game. I'm going to be Betty White in the locker room. I'm going to be that old covering sports one
day.
That'd
be awesome.
And when I'm that age, then I'll tell you all the lifetime of stories that I've accumulated all this time. And I'll be like, sit down, Sonny. Give me some of that whiskey and I'll tell you what you should think. But I'm a few, I just don't, I want to keep my career. If I say one thing wrong, you could get canceled now for anything, even if it's a sincere mistake or whatever. And I just, I have a lot. I also just don't think there's nobody in this listenership right now who needs a media opinion. I'm sure they just want to hear what's going on. They want to laugh at your flag stories, which are hilarious and all that stuff. And I just don't think anybody wants to hear it.
Lori Nichol, there you go. Don't think you want to hear it. Well, I can't wait to read your next piece.
Yeah,
we'll see what's
awesome.
Thanks, Lori. Take care. Coming up on 7 o'clock on Wisconsin's Morning News.